This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, if you are from North County Dublin, particularly Skerries or Balbriggan or Howth, I want to hear from you, if you're a resident in any one of those areas, to find out how big the seagull problem is in your area. Because an infestation of seagulls in Skerries, in Balbriggan and in Howth has forced the Fingal Council to carry out a survey into the seagull population. And if you're from that area, I'd love to hear from you. And if you've any suggestions of how to deal with the seagull problem, again, I'd love to hear from you. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. As I said, Fingal County Council has conducted a survey into how big a problem this is. Michael Clifford from the Irish Examiner has written about this. Michael, welcome to 98FM. Tell me what you know about this survey.
Well, a fairly detailed survey was conducted by Fingal County Council. They retained a consultant, Adrian, to examine the situation in Balbriggan, Howth and Skerries. They did this because they had received a large number of complaints from residents and businesses about the seagulls, both in terms of people being able to go outside, even in the instance of small children, and there was damage to various homes and damages to some businesses as well. So as a result of all that, they conducted the survey, and in doing so, they actually used a drone for some of it. They conducted it by looking for information from local people. Then they also did a walkabout survey trying to see what they could, but that was very restricted. And in the end, they actually deployed a drone to see what they could do with regards to that. And they came up with a number of nests. They also confirm in their report on it that it is not extensive, and that the problem with gulls, particularly in Balbriggan, but also Howth and Skerries, could be a lot worse than is suggested in the survey.
Okay, so that would suggest, and there's been talk, you know, of having a cull or removing nests or whatever, but this report is saying that the problem isn't quite as bad as we might think it is.
Well, I don't know. It's saying it's incomplete. How bad it is, I suppose, that is the big issue. They do say that it is incomplete. Now, residents who are there, I think, for example, in Balbriggan, the figures that they came up with was somewhere in the region of 250 nests or so. I just don't have it here in front of me. But the people in Balbriggan who formed a sort of an ad hoc committee have made the point that 232 nests in limited areas of Balbriggan, 72 in Skerries, and 147 in Howth, for a total of 451. Now, one of the people involved in the committee in Balbriggan have made the point that that's 230 nests there, according to the survey. He reckons that could be up to 500 if they were able to be properly enumerated. And he makes the point that for each nest, you could be talking about four chicks. So you're talking a couple of thousand there at a minimum.
No. And I know you've spoken to some of the residents, and in fact our phone number is 6797981. We want to find out how bad the problem is in your area in North County Dublin. It's as I said, you've spoken to some of the residents, and obviously for many residents in Balbriggan and Skerries, this is a major problem.
Absolutely. I mean, for example, I spoke to one grandmother, Anne Cullen, who told me that on the basis of her experience, she simply would not let her grandchildren out in the back garden, particularly in the spring months, which is hatching time for the gulls, that it is literally fearful she is. She actually said she'd shoot them if she could. Now, I know that's only colloquial or whatever. But, for example, another man, Ed Gilday, he's a man who drives trucks for a living. He could not sleep at night. And he was driven to actually head out onto the roof himself 3 o'clock one morning, and he intended to get rid of some gulls. Now, they eventually went away, and he wasn't. He said he felt like killing them, literally. There's a school principal there in Skerries who does not allow the children to eat their lunch out in the schoolyard on the basis of their previous experience of the gulls diving down and whipping the food out of the children's hands and obviously causing them some fear. So there's no question there's an issue there. It's a question of whether it could be defined as a nuisance, albeit a very big nuisance, or actually a public health hazard. And I think that is the issue, that a lot of the residents believe that it is a public health hazard, which should necessitate the local authority to come in and take over the removal of these nests.
Michael Clifford, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM.
Thanks, Adrian.
And that is the question. Is it a public health hazard, the seagull problem in North County Dublin? Well, not just in North County Dublin, all over the city by all accounts. I'd love to hear from you. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 989898. Sarah's in Balbriggan. You're on 98FM. Sarah, how are you?
How's it going? How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, Sarah, you sent me a photograph just a moment ago of what you've had to do with your roof at your house.
Yeah, I've had to make my own spikes, literally. My husband put up a block of wood with like screws sticking out of it on each of my windowsills because they were just knocking the window constantly as soon as it got bright, waking us up at 4 and 5 in the morning.
Right. Now, the photograph that you've sent is a photograph of spikes. There's screws and a piece of wood to try and stop them landing, but there's actually a seagull beside the spikes.
Yeah, Nico, he's actually named because my neighbour has named him and feeds him, which is a nightmare as well. But I've had worse incidents. I've had a baby seagull fall into my back garden and I have two dogs and it was like a bloodbath in my back garden, but the seagull actually knocked out two of the teeth of my Yorkshire Terrier.
Really?
Yeah, really. Like, they're vicious. I mean, when I feed my dogs, I have to stand out. I have a pug as well. When he was a pup, I had to sit and watch him because the seagulls will come down and attack the dogs trying to get their food. And they literally, I said, they're getting huge. They don't seem to fend for their own food anymore. They're waiting to be fed by humans.
And that seems to be part of the problem here, that people are feeding them.
Yeah, they're like pets. Like, as I say, they won't even need to fly anymore. They'll just come down to the garden and people will have them like dogs in the back garden. They're everywhere in Balbriggan. I mean, it's just a nightmare. I mean, every year we try and get them off the roof, but if one of them has a baby, like there's two or three gulls on your roof and you can't really do anything about it.
Okay, so your spikes that you've put on your roof and around your window ledges, have they done anything to stop them landing?
No, but they stop the birds from knocking the window and waking you up in the morning. That's what they do.
The question that is being asked is whether or not this seagull problem is just a nuisance or is it actually a public health hazard?
Well, my dog has no teeth now because of a seagull that fell into the garden. And as I say, they're not down the beach anymore. They're not at the boats. They're staying in people's houses. And if you go up near any of the estates around Balbriggan, the seaside estates, the houses are covered in them. Like there's seagulls everywhere in Balbriggan. It's a nightmare.
Okay, so it is becoming a public health hazard.
It's a public health hazard. They don't care. They don't care about children. They don't care about dogs. And they will just swoop down to get the food out of your hand if you're having a barbecue in the back garden. I mean, like the local pub, the Harvest won't let you have food in the beer garden for fear of the seagulls.
Okay, so it has become that much of a nuisance.
It has, yeah. And like even there's pubs and schools have the fake hawks flying around them to keep the seagulls away. So, I mean, it's people know about it. It is. It's a public health hazard in my eyes. Something has to be done to cull them because there's too many.
All right. Stay there for one second, Sarah. I'd love to hear from you. Something has to be done to cull them, she says. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. I want to find out how big a problem seagulls are where you live. If you live in Balbriggan or Skerries or Howth or, in fact, anywhere in Dublin, because, I mean, these birds are now flying inland. They can be found as far inland as Talla and whatever. Let me go to Tony. You live in Sandymount, Tony, and seagulls are a big issue there too.
Yep, they're a big issue and have been for quite some time. They, in actual fact, have become, in my book, they've become aggressive scavengers. the Sandymount Strand and the quality of water, you know, has deteriorated in recent times, mainly as a result of the numbers of seagulls that come into the beach, you know, at night time, and in the early hours of the morning depart for another day's scavenging. I actually experienced what happens when a seagull does come down to snatch some food from your hand. With my grandchildren, we were out and over on the house it happened to be, and next minute these seagulls appear from nowhere, and before I knew it, the food that I had in my hand was gone. So one's reaction is rather strange. You go running after a seagull, come back. But even recently, my son were in, members of a golf club up here in Ellen Park. And a seagull took the golf ball from the golf course. The golf ball.
Really?
Yep. And departed out towards the sea. So somewhere on the Sandymount Strand there's a golf ball residing. But seriously, yes, there's no doubt about it. I don't mind birds are there. They're all part of nature. But something seems to have occurred in recent years which has allowed for numbers to increase rapidly. Culling, I think, is going to have to be the answer, because they, being aggressive and being of the scavenging type, they are going to propagate themselves anywhere there's food. You're going to find a seagull or seagulls. They even have problems. I was reading there recently in Grafton Street, as a result of people walking out of these food, McDonald's, whatever it may be. The seagulls are overhead. They're down on top of whoever has the food, and they're gone.
So what is the solution here, Tony? Is it to have, and I know when people hear, I know animal rights organisations, as soon as they hear mention of the word cull, which means like killing them, they're up in arms about it. Is that the answer? Is that the only solution?
I honestly don't know. I wouldn't be privy as to how one overcomes that particular problem. It is a problem. The lady who spoke previous to me there now, she was talking about her children. And it's a very serious issue when it reaches that level where society is concerned that you cannot leave your children to play as they were entitled to play.
Yes.
For fear of these birds attacking them. And you don't know when what the crumb of food might be lying around and the bird comes down and takes it. You mightn't have noticed it. So all I can say, there is a serious issue. It's not just outside. It's all over the place.
All right, let me read out this message from somebody who is a postman in Skerries. And says, they are a nuisance. Absolutely. They're a public health hazard. They nest on roofs and dive bomb when you walk up the driveway. A company refused to fit a satellite dish for a resident in the area as there were gulls nesting on the roof. There are local council elections coming up here soon. This is in the interest of the candidates to address this beforehand, says that message. But what is the answer? Is it shooting them all? Stephen, you believe that the only solution to this in the long term is a major cull of seagulls.
Yeah, and I don't understand why Fingal won't do it, Adrian. Like, let's be honest, they're the rats of the sky. They're an awful thing. They were coming into my back garden when I see the finches. I was lovely golden finches coming into my back garden for the last 20 years. And the seagulls started coming in. So I just stood there at my back window one day and I shot one of them. Into the bin he went.
You shot him with what?
A BB gun.
Right. So a pellet gun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was the end of him. You killed him stone dead, did you?
Yeah, straight in the head. I used to shoot with the FCA of a decent shot. Straight into the eyes. Boom.
Now, a lot of people, when they hear that, think, no. They're protected species. They need to be looked after and cared for and not shot dead.
No, well, I'm sorry. We're the protected species. When it comes to me over the seagull, there's only going to be one winner there, Adrian. I'm sorry. I don't care what snowflake gets onto the radio.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, the only solution to this is a widespread cull of seagulls, shooting them stone dead.
Yeah, don't they do it with the deer in the park? It has to be done. If they're getting out of control, they have to be controlled. It's as simple as that.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Stephen. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, and you can send a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 98 98 98, like this person did.
Yeah, sorry, I'd die before I'd go in the air. I'd be way too nervous. But yeah, just get some of the local farmers and the gun clubs to see what they could do. They'd probably be more than happy to go out and help out. I'm down here in Meath, I'm a farmer, and we go out to do the same with grey crows and crows when we sow. It just has to be done, it's part of life. But the fact that they're in so much closer to a built-up area than we are, the gun restrictions could be quite strict, so you mightn't actually be allowed to go out and shoot them around the beach or that. But yeah, sorry, that's just my 10 cents.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Stephen's answer, and in fact he did it himself, he shot one of them stone dead. John is in Pier Street. A problem around Pier Street as well, John?
They're all over the place, Adrian. All over the place.
And what did you want to say on this?
I don't know why they just don't use the bird protection programme, the rare species that they're introducing again. Eagles and stuff like that. Why don't you put them in Balbriggan, put them in Dunleary, put them in Skerries, put them in Balbriggan and let them clean it up?
Right, so let birds of prey prowl the skies and terrorise the seagulls away.
Yeah.
And would it work like that? Because I don't know much about birds of prey.
Well, they do it around airports. They do it where they want to do it and use the birds of prey to get rid of them.
So that's,
they won't nest around there. It's not safe for them to nest in that area when they know there's a bird of prey there.
And what about Stephen's suggestion that a cull is what we really need? That's the only way to deal with this problem.
Well, I'd try the birds first. Let nature deal with nature instead of just slaughtering them all.
All right, let me read this message that just came in to us on WhatsApp. There's a lady in a housing estate in Clonee who actually feeds them every morning. And for a half an hour or so before she does, you can hear them gathering in the area. I'd love to talk to that lady from Clonee, who apparently is feeding the birds every single day. Let me read. Seagulls are nature's pest control. They keep large amounts of insect infestation low. If you don't want to be infested with seagulls, don't live by the sea. It was their home long before it was yours. I personally love them, says Amy. Amy, you obviously haven't had them knocking on your bedroom door or your bedroom window at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to wake you up. Because you heard that lady from Balbriggan who has exactly that problem. They literally are pestering her every night of the week or every morning of the week and waking them up. Another message says all seagulls in those areas need to be culled. If the county council won't let people do it, then people like Stephen should be allowed to do it. I'm joined on the line by independent councillor for Dublin City Council, Mannix Flynn. Mannix, welcome to 98FM.
Thank you very much.
Mannix, this has been an ongoing conversation in our city, in our county, for the last couple of years. It is also a big problem in the city centre.
Yeah, well, this is, again, that not unlike the issue that we dealt with on your programme some time back in relation to the infestation of rats. I mean, the point of the matter is that Dublin City Council, the Department of Environment, the Department of Health and other statutory bodies are failing to address the issue of the seagulls and the kind of dangers they present. They're simply taking over the city. Now, we were on radio programmes last year discussing this issue, and one of the issues was that the normal nesting grounds for these on the islands just off the coast of Dublin, like Island Zoy and Lambeg, are infestated with rats, so they won't nest there. The other issue is that the amount of food that's in ready supply in the city centre area. But the real issue here is the lack of any coordinated management or sustainability of the flock of seagulls, which basically control the skies over Dublin and in sometimes control the boardwalks. And in sometimes, if you're in St. Stephen's Green, control St. Stephen's Green. If you touch these seagulls, you're going to break the law because they are a protected species. So we have to actually manage these appropriately. But as I say,
so do we stop them being a protected species, or is that an EU ruling?
Well, it's an EU ruling, but you have also got other legislation, which you know, not unlike the deer in the park and say in Phoenix Park, where in order to actually protect the flock, in order to manage sustainability, some of those animals have to be culled. Now, in terms of the seagulls, I don't see any reason why we can't begin a culling process. However, I don't believe that that will solve the problem. The problem is that we need to depopulate the islands of the rats and allow these creatures to actually go back to their natural habitat. Otherwise, it's going to be a situation where, you know, we're going to have seagulls being shot out of the sky. In the meantime, you know, it's very difficult to get anybody to come on the radio program. It's very difficult to get anybody to deal with the issue, except Birdwatch Ireland, who actually were very sensible when I did a program with them some time back. In the meantime, as I said, people walking down the boardwalk eating a sandwich are in danger of being swooped on by the seagulls. St. Stephen's Green is a danger for children because they've swooped down here. And also in the evening times, I've got plenty of footage of flocks of seagulls coming down to rife through the bins and being an enormous danger to traffic and buses because they swoop down. The other issue then is that the young, once they start to learn how to fly, are simply falling off the rooftops onto the streets and landing on the roadway. And again, that causes problems. But all of these problems are created to some extent by our waste, but also they are created by the failure to manage the rodent population, you know, in Dublin. But I think really the issue here is that Dublin City Council, the environmental officers with the Environment Protection Agency, the Department of Environment, and the other departments, which are obviously they all work within the city, are seeing this, are simply ignoring it. And there's no longer we can ignore this particular issue.
Okay, one of the questions we were asking...
Just one of the things which is really important, you cannot even get onto the roof of some of the buildings, so people cannot access the roof. For instance, in Dublin City Council, this is quite odd, in order to change the flags, the staff will always cite that they won't go on that roof if there's a bird nesting on that roof. So it often on occasion the flag will stay the way it's staying because it's a health and safety issue. So DCC staff won't go onto their own roofs. And other individuals are in danger because as soon as you go onto the roof, large flocks of seagulls will gather and they will attack you on that roof because they'll think you're interfering with the nest.
Yeah, and in fact, we here in our building in Marconi House in the city centre, we got an old staff email a couple of weeks back telling staff to be careful. We've kind of a garden area up on the roof here and we've been sent an old staff email to tell us to be careful of seagulls. So in the city centre, it's a huge issue as well. Do you see a solution to this, Mannix?
Well, I mean, the solution is that, well, first of all, I mean, somebody has to take responsibility for this. I mean, of course there are solutions for this. And again, some of them were pointed out by Birdwatch Ireland about, you know, again, depopulating the islands off Dublin coast of the rats and then having to deal with this particular problem. And the way you deal with this problem is that you begin, you know, a process where you may have to cull them. I hope we don't have to. But as I say, there are experts in the field. Otherwise, what's going to happen here is, I mean, let's face it, every single roof in Dublin now has a false hawk on top of it.
The rooftops of Dublin are
bouncing all over the place. Funny enough, in the likes of Army Barracks, in the likes of Garda Síochána stations, in some sense, if they're interfering with the antenna or they're out near Dublin Airport, they simply send up the hawks and the hawks then clear the area. So here's what you have, a situation where you either have a situation, you know, where Dublin City Council and the various departments are dealing with this, or it's simply going to get worse. My feeling is this, that when you have a situation where Dublin City Council, and I have no regard for their own waste storage in the blocks of flats where the bins are wide open, where all the food stuff is readily seen by the seagulls, you can start by closing off those bins. Mm. But Dublin City Council, and I'm a city councillor, and I will say this to the executive, you need to wake up. And instead of, like, you know, going out there promoting the city saying it's the best thing under the sun, deal with the reality that we have to deal with on a daily basis as residents, as businesses, and as visitors. I mean, the visitors look, you know, in the evening because I see them going down games and they're looking at, like, flocks of seagulls ripping open bins. Now, I'd be honest with you, I would travel a fair bit, you know, up and down the country and out of the country. And I've never seen that like this. It's always dealt with. Like in Trafalgar Square in London, they dealt with the pigeon population and they have that under control. It seems to me, in Dublin in particular, that the city council don't get anything under control unless it's a catastrophe or it becomes
And listening to some of the calls that we've gotten, Mannix, it is getting that way. It's a public health hazard, if not a catastrophe. Let me read a couple of your messages. Lads, I live in Wicklow and have seen seagulls a lot lately. I thought they were confined to the coast, but I live a fair bit away from water and waterways, so was wondering why and what is going on. It does highlight the fact that there isn't enough food for them in the seas. That's why they are coming inland. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
In my estate, Adrian, I think it's my dad does it as well. They feed it and the neighbour does it. They bring that scraps out left over from the dinner and just throw it on the road. And there'd be no seagulls, you wouldn't see the seagulls. As soon as you throw that on the road, you'd come down. There'd be hundreds of them. Field gone in seconds.
So we are the problem here. Here's another WhatsApp voice message.
Hey Adrian, I'm a roofer in Dublin. I was on your show about 2 years ago about the same topic. And I said in about 5 years' time, we're going to be sorry that we didn't call them back then. They're very, very dangerous. We can't even go up and repair a roof anymore. They're going for you all over the place. They're very, very dangerous. They're like Jack Russell with wings now. Oh, another 3 years' time. I said 5 years' time 2 years ago. In another 3 years' time, they're going to be epidemic. Going to be our hands. And people to be crying then that we didn't do that years ago. All right? They need to be shot. They need to be taken out. They're too dangerous at this moment.
Okay, he says we're going to have an epidemic. And one last WhatsApp voice message.
I moved to Ballybrack about a year ago. Over a year ago, and the first morning I woke up, I thought I was on a fishing boat with the noise of the seagulls.
My God, all right. Okay, look, it is a problem. It is becoming an epidemic. It is becoming a public health crisis, according to many of our listeners. And it is a subject that we are definitely going to end up coming back to. And one final message. This is just from Independent Councillor Christy Burke, who has just sent this message into us. And it says, I was in Howth yesterday and it was cruel to see gulls snatching. I had to eat my ice cream in the car. It's that much of a problem. And I know you're not alone, Christy. An awful lot of people have to do the exact same thing. It is not safe in places like Howth to eat your bag of chips or your ice cream without fear of being swooped upon. Anyways, it's a story we will keep on top of over the next couple of weeks, because we're in nesting season now. Fingers crossed it does get sorted out before people actually get hurt again.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.